95.7 KSEZ Reno's Classic Rock. We're talking to our friend Tracy Barnhouse with Travel Nevada. And Tracy, let's give them right off the bat the website, travelnevada.com.
Yeah, so we actually have a specific website just for Nevadans. It's discoveryournevada.com.
Ooh, discoveryournevada.com, just for Nevadans.
Yes, all the inside tips and tricks are there for our friends and residents and people who live here.
Discoveryournevada.com.
Yes, discoveryournevada.com.
Wow, that's cool. You know, I know a lot of people come from all over the world to come here to do many different things. Maybe they like the wide open spaces, they like the skiing, they like the whatever there that brings them here. That's great, and we seem to do well with the tourists. But for those of us who live here, a lot of people, like for myself, I've been to Burning Man, so I've been to Gerlach. I've been as south as Las Vegas. I've been as easternmost as Carlin, Nevada and Austin, Nevada. I've seen some of Nevada, but not as much as I probably could. I'll bet you got some ideas of cool places to go and nice little getaways.
I do. I absolutely do. And I'm so excited to share with you and hopefully encourage you to get out and see a little bit more of the state. It sounds like you have it pretty covered. That's a pretty good place, how much you have already visited.
Yeah, but give me some ideas. I bet you get some good stuff.
Yeah, so we have 10 road trips that have been curated. So they can give you the hot spots along each of those road trips where you should stop and get out of the car and go explore. And it kind of started with the loneliest road, which is Highway 50.
Right.
That spans, you know, from east to west, west to north. Or east to west or west to east, either way, however you want to take it.
Yeah.
And how it was started was from an article in Life magazine where they encouraged their readers to not do it because it was too dangerous. So we here in Nevada, we're like, oh, dangerous, this isn't dangerous. We're gonna pull out the cool things along the route and encourage people to do it. So it goes from Carson City all the way over to Baker, and hits little communities and towns along the way and some really fun things. Like you said, you've been to Austin, but it goes even further than that, even down to Great Basin National Park.
And you know, a lot of people don't ever think about Lamoille Canyon or the Ruby Mountains up by Elko.
Oh, that's so stunning, especially this time of year. It's so, so pretty up that way. Lamoille Canyon, the Rubies. Now is the time to do that because it's going to start to get too snowy up that way, so you wouldn't be able to take the Lamoille scenic route, which takes you all through those beautiful lands and the glacier-carved landscape, all of that. So now is the time to do that for sure.
You said 10 different road trips. Is that up at discoveryournevada.com?
We have a few of them pulled out on discoveryournevada.com. We're working on getting more up. It's going to be continually updated. This is a campaign that will always run. But on travelnevada.com, we have all of the 10 road trips highlighted and outlined there.
Well, give us another. Give us another.
So most likely your listeners have gone down US 95 to Vegas. That's a pretty common road trip that a lot of Nevadans take.
Yeah.
But how many times have you stopped?
Or
do you just try and get through it as fast as you can?
Yerington and Hawthorne.
Yeah, yep. So we've pulled out the kind of, we call that the Free Range Art Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And we named it that based on, you know, the artists who drove that way and were inspired to create out into the desert landscape.
Yeah.
So outside of Beatty is the town of Rhyolite. It's a ghost town. It's absolutely amazing. Definitely well worth a stop. Then there's also the Goldwell Open Air Museum. With those, you've probably seen them, those white statues that kind of are out in the middle of the desert and are so cool. Definitely worth a stop. And then, I don't know if you've heard of the International Car Forest. It's in Goldfield.
Right.
And it's just off the highway, and it's cars that have been planted into the land in different directions, and people have graffitied. You can graffiti yourself if you want to bring a can out there and just kind of create and make your own art out there. That's definitely, you know, for the younger folks out there, Instagram-worthy content.
Yeah, the Church of the Cars, what's the exact title of it? It's funny.
It's the International Car Forest of the Last Church.
Yeah. A local artist was behind that. I had him on the show. I can't think of his name right now. But, that's a good one. So what else do you got for us?
Well, I mean, there's so many local places, too. I'm sure many people have been up to Virginia City, but have you actually spent a full day and night there? I mean, there's enough to do there that you could spend a whole day. You could do a mine tour. You could get on the train. You could do a, you know, it's almost October. We could do, you know, the ghost tours that are up there. It's a perfect time of year for that sort of thing. And even spend the night in, you know, one of the old bed and breakfasts up there.
Yeah.
You could really, you know, we aren't able to get out and about as much as we have been able to in the past. So right. I think a lot of people are looking for kind of getaways that are a little bit closer to home. And that one you can do, and you can still feel like you've got a full getaway away from home and, you know, go back in time in Virginia City.
Yeah. Tracy Barnhouse. Of course, we've got two websites for them to look at, TravelNevada.com and DiscoverYourNevada.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, always a pleasure, and we'll keep in touch so we can keep people posted on all sorts of cool things to do right here close at hand.
I love it. There's so much. I mean, I just barely scratched the surface.